Recent congressional patent reform focused on, in part, on trolls, individuals or companies who purchase patents and then try to intimidate other businesses into legal settlements over alleged infringement. Patent expert Richard Bennett is a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says these reform efforts are fine as far as they went, but he says the reforms didn't get to the root cause of patent problems.
Well, in general, the root problem with the patent system is too many patents have been issued. Too many patents have been issued that really never should have been issued in the first place because the inventions are not actually novel. And this causes a lot of uncertainty and a lot of litigation on the part of people who are trying to do things that are alleged by the holders of these non-novel patents to be infringing.
And why do they get awarded in the first place? Isn't that the basic job of the examiner to see if it's even original in the first place?
Well, there's a large element of subjectivity in the issuance of patents. The patent examiner has to determine whether the proposed invention is novel and non-obvious to an inventor. And then the second part of that, the non-obvious part, is a subjective judgment. Right. And the examiners, I think, have been too generous. It's probably human nature to want to say yes to people, but in my experience, and I have four issued patents in my name, the patent office tends to approve patents that probably shouldn't have been issued, and oftentimes they actually deny others that should be issued. When you're relying on one person's subjective judgment and that person is not an experienced engineer, there are going to be mistakes.
And do most of these so-called junk patents go to corporate entities or to individuals?
In the first instance, a lot of them go to individuals, but there are businesses who are in the business of acquiring patents that have been issued to individuals solely for the purpose of bringing litigation against companies with deep pockets.
And so that's the troll situation?
Yeah, it's the troll situation. Yeah.
And has that been mitigated by the legislation that's been enacted in the last couple of years?
Well, I think the litigation has partly been helpful and partly less helpful than it could have been because the emphasis is actually on the types of entities, the types of companies that are bringing the lawsuits. So it's focused on trolls rather than on the junk patents that enable the trolls to exist. In many cases, what the trolls are doing is simply what the law allows them to do. If you own a patent, you're entitled to enforce it. But if the patent that you own is not valid, it's always been a difficult thing to deal with because once a court somewhere decides the patent is valid, it becomes, you know, the courts can make mistakes on these matters too, and they become really hard to correct. But one piece of the American Invents Act that is, I think, proving to be very helpful, although, you know, it's still a bit early to be completely 100% sure about it, is there's an expedited process whereby a litigant who's been issued a demand letter by a patent holder can go back to the patent office and ask for a second expedited review of the validity of the patent in question. It's done before a panel of three experts working for the patent office who look at the issue afresh and issue a judgment very quickly. It happens in a year, which is really fast in, you know, government time. And I think these proceedings are turning out to produce pretty good results.
We're speaking with Richard Bennett. He's a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute Center for Internet Communications and Technology Policy. So that's the PTAB process.
Right.
And I guess the patent office officials themselves, you were recently at a conference, feel that that's been really helpful to clearing out some of these patents that maybe should not have been awarded in the first place?
Yeah, it seems to be working out quite well. There's been some criticism, of course. There are a lot of different interests involved in this issue. Some people feel that PTAB has been invalidating too many patents. And there obviously are, you know, there's a strong commercial interest in people that have legitimate patents keeping a hold of those patents. So there's always going to be, it's just this subjectivity thing that I was talking about. Some people are going to think, well, that's really an original novel patent, and other people, you know, think it's not.
Is there an argument to be made for every patent granted by a single examiner just to go through this panel routinely to make sure that it really holds up?
I think we need to collect some data on the patents that have been disallowed and look for patterns like that and see if there are particular examiners who have been too generous. Perhaps there are subject areas in which examiners have consistently made mistakes. And so that's one of the things that was encouraging about the statement that the head of the Patent Office, Michelle Lee, made at the conference I went to in Aspen last week, is she says she's committed to using data as the basis of her decision making. She comes from Google, so she would have experience with doing that. PTAB process has only been running for about really full steam for about 2 years. And as we get more data, we can examine it, look for patterns like that in it, and find out exactly what it is that motivates these examiners to issue patents that shouldn't have been issued.
And of all the patents issued in a given year, I'm not even sure what that number is, what's your estimate of how many of them might be subject to the junk status finding?
Well, what the data shows that the Patent Office has released is that the patents that are challenged in the PTAB process, about half of those, the Patent Office decides that they're not eligible for review because they take a look at it, and if the preliminary finding is the patent's pretty solid, then the only way to challenge it is in court. But when they decide that the patent is worthy of review, and it goes to trial and a written opinion is issued, most of the time they're actually struck down. But overall, it's about 25% of the patents that are challenged are struck down by the PTAB process.
And are there any particular industries or fields where this happens the most? I'm thinking of software and electronics, where at least you hear about a lot of celebrated patent battles. Almost every couple of months one comes up.
Yeah, these are mostly in the electronics and computers and software engineering areas.
Because there was a time when software was not thought to be even patentable.
Right, and there's in the electronics field, you can't really distinguish a software patent from a hardware patent because it's in the nature of electronics that you can implement things in different kinds of systems. So that's not really an issue as much as the real controversial part is what are called business method patents. And it's not clear to many of us that those should actually be eligible for patent in the first place.
And so it sounds like there is room for maybe a training or improvement of the patent examining workforce, as well as maybe another round of legislation to get at some of those other issues.
Well, one of the proposals is actually to help out the examiners by making some of these patent applications open to people who are working experts in the field. There are some issues, some confidentiality issues with doing that, but it is clear that patent examiners are pretty well outgunned by, there are some people who just file lots and lots of patent applications that are very long, very complex, that are actually hard to read. I've worked on some cases like that where you get patents that have literally hundreds of claims in them. And I think it's just really too much to expect the typical patent examiner to handle a large workload of patents like that that really seem to have been written in a way that's strategic. So the end goal is not to build a product or to improve a process as much as it's to develop material that can be used in court, to basically build weapons that can be used in court, to extract concessions out of companies who are confused about whether they're actually violating the patent or not.
And so then the patent serves to stifle innovation rather than foster it.
Well, yeah, and this is the reason that, you know, we've been going through this whole patent reform attempt for the last 5 years, because it is, I think we're in a scenario where too many patents have been issued. The patents are so vague and so complex that there's a lot of ambiguity, and we need to tighten it up, raise the bar. Really emphasize clarity in patents so people know what's actually being proposed instead of people trying to get a patent on the law of gravity.
So that someone could say, a patent examiner could say, you know what, this is way too complicated and obtuse, rejected, come back with something that we can easily understand?
Yeah, I think simplicity should actually be part of the criteria.